This is growing native. I'm Petey Mesquite. It's winter, though in southeastern Arizona, it's hard to believe. While parts of North America get hammered with brutal snowstorms and abnormally low temperatures, we bask in sunshine and warm temperatures. And as to, those brutal winter storms back east, this is when you hear dullards say in unison, so much for global warming. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Of course, here in Baja, Arizona, or as my friend Jesus Garcia likes to say it, here in northern Sonora, we have mild winters anyway, right? But so far this winter, it seems a little too mild, a little too warm, a little too dry. And this local dullard says, climate change. Oh, dear. Okay. But my friends, the sun comes up in the morning and we have no choice but to carry on. That's right, now you know. That southern sun doesn't crest the Chiricahua Mountains until 7:30, and in the dark, before dawn, the planet Venus sits over the hills and then disappears with light approaching. The winter sun comes over the mountains at a low angle and shoots into the living room window of our 1991 Marvelette, very near the banks of the Ojolote, lighting up the house and throwing long shadows off objects. A single coffee ground on the kitchen counter throws a quarter-inch shadow. A gray cat hair throws a twisted shadow. Maybe that's a mustache hair, I think. And of course, that early low southern sun lights up the accumulated dust on our counters and shelves and, all the places where that are covered in bones and books and rocks and feathers, knickknacks, reminding both Ms. Mesquite and me that sooner or later we would need to attack those shelves with our old Electrolux. Should we take a photo to remind us how it all goes back, or simply wing it and create a new masterpiece? I think the latter, yeah. I so love the counter, the shelf, the bureau tops that have moving art. I suppose it could be one definition of kinetic art, where there's actual movement, where things change. A wheat penny in a tiny basket all of a sudden has a ceramic toad sitting beside it. Then an old brass cartridge in there. And off we go. Art, art, art. Okay. This is the season to start scouring the ground with your eyeballs for spring rosettes. Okay, maybe not up in Tucson. You guys already have flowers blooming like Balea or Encelia, Brittlebush. You probably got all sorts of flowers. But in the uplands, we're scouring the ground for little rosettes of poppy leaves or primrose leaves or mustards or borage things, anything, little rosettes. And the one I find the most of is a little primrose. I usually find it in an area back where I grow plants, so there's a little extra water back in the back of our yard, yeah. I get lots of these little early primroses. The genus of evening primrose is Oenothera. Some people say Oenothera, and I think that's not right. So it's Oenothera for evening primroses, and the first one I get is Oenothera primaveris. Great specific epithet, primaveris, primiveris, primiveris. Makes you just want to say primaveris. Primi means first, and veris, life. First in life, or spring. Yay, spring! At the commune, we named our daughter Primavera. Yeah. I love the genus Oenothera. Well, I mean, I love the flowers, but also pulling that name apart. It's from the Greek Enos, wine, Thera, booty. Wine booty. Or it could be from the Greek Onos, ass, as in donkey or burro, and Thera from hunting, so donkey hunting. So there you have it. So donkey hunting primroses, or primaveris, the early spring one, is a annual, has long green serrated leaves. It's said to be cespitose, which means simply it's in tufts, little mounds. Large four-petaled yellow flowers that fade to red as the morning goes on. And those flowers have the sticky pollen that gets stuck on moths or bees, ensuring traveling pollen. On some primroses, that seems stickier than others. I'm thinking of Hooker's primrose right now. But anyway, there are a slew of evening primroses all across Arizona. And for those of us in the uplands of southeastern Arizona, this little primrose, this Oenothera primaveris, will be the harbinger of spring, primavera. Whew, the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.